Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, as now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High, I truly do, for this precious opportunity. Yes, it's very, very, very precious opportunity. Be back with you here again and speak these very, very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing of his people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly, as he told me, that for his cause, I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. Yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said if they could, to destroy. Well, my brothers and sisters, your leaders have lied to you. Point blank, your leaders have lied to you. We live in a strange, strange society today. Strange even to itself. We live in a society today that men have lived in a nation that has been haven, even given license to some of every misimagination. Every manner of controversy, every manner of contradiction imaginable, political, social, national, and religious, every manner of contradiction imaginable. Men have believed somehow with all this that the Most High is pleased. Even have believed that at its foundation, the Most High has delighted in such. Men have believed, my brothers and sisters, that all this mass contradiction Most High can somehow be pleased with simply because somebody told them. Somebody, my brothers and sisters, who didn't give a dadgum bit about the truth of the Most High told them that somehow this is the grace of the Most High, that the Most High put his favor upon it. All these insane differences that are in it. And my brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you that the prophecies relate again and again because man has chosen not to hear the Most High when he would speak. I said, because man would not hear the Most High when he would speak. And quite frankly, my brothers, this is the prophecy saying that the Most High would hide his face. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? But hide his face from men and their hard-heartedness who would not hear when he cried out to them. My brothers and sisters, what does this mean? Some of you listen to this show on a regular basis. You know about, by now, the secret, what I call the secret city prophecies that are mentioned at so much scripture. I would put you to a quick synopsis at Zephaniah 2:15 to 3 and 6. I say read all the way up to the 13th verse and then out to the 20th. So much prophecy relates to that Messiah. Quite contradicted to what is common thought among your variant churches. Ha ha. I don't call them churches at all. I call them houses of hell, prison houses, because they keep the people blind, never discovering, my brothers and sisters, what indeed is the way toward life and peace, hiding the truth from men. Messiah said that he is the door, the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. Well, my brothers and sisters, how many really understand that only in trusting his word as he reveals it, knowing in advance the rulers would lie to you, that he, my brothers and sisters, is the only chance and door that men have out from the midst of this massive Babylon, that the misrepresentations of men seeking bribes from their congregation. Hey, how about my brother and sister being bribed to walk after the marks of the beast, the unreasoning standards of the nations? Men seeking after bribes, my brothers and sisters, more than their concern for the healing of a people, more concerned about their pulpits and thrones than their concern about what is necessary to see the whole truth and to declare the whole truth that a people might at last unto Yah be one. Well, men have trusted in men such as this. I've talked about it before. Isaiah 56:9 through 57:14, saying, if we really understand it, my brothers and sisters, the leaders have been more concerned about their own ideals, keeping the people divided under their agendas. They've been concerned about the people awakening to the greater truth of the Most High's decreed. Quite frankly, there's so much truth written in the book that we call the Bible. So much truth, my brothers and sisters, that most have never even given consideration. Not only, my brothers and sisters, have your leaders not given it consideration, but my brothers and sisters, men being flattered, fatally flattered, believe the Most High is pleased with so much slothful indiligence. Brothers and sisters, so much truth that the people would not hearken to either. I said to the people, loving a lie, loving a pretense. What do you think a multitude of contradictions is? They're chosen not to listen either. Talk about that scripture a bit in Romans 10. Isaiah said, according to the prophet Shaul, relating the prophecy in Isaiah 52:15 through 53:4. He said, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Well, my brothers and sisters, that's not just the leaders, because you need to understand that word for heard also means listen. Not all have been willing to listen to the whole truth, that is the gospel. A lot of folks want to uphold a multitude of partial standards, perverted and polluted standards, and that's why the divisions and factions that have damned mankind continue to exist. Purity and completion offers one choice. But me and my brothers and sisters have not been willing, neither the leaders nor the people. We talk about that in Isaiah 24. I've been willing to hearken to the whole gospel. So the scripture asks, who then shall believe? How about the report of him who comes to preach all things, preach the gospel? Preach the whole truth. Who is prepared to believe his report? And who is the, get my point, the faithful ally, the faithful arm of the Most High revealed? My brothers and sisters, who's prepared to believe beyond the status quo? I dare to say that whoever is not willing to seek the Most High for his truth beyond all this massive worldly contradictions, my brothers and sisters, has preferred rather than Yah, the heart of a devil. But Yah is one. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. Many are the scriptures. I said, my brothers and sisters, many are the scriptures throughout the Bible that relate that because man chose not to listen. Scriptures at Zephaniah talking about how a city. I said the scriptures at Zephaniah talking about how a city, which has become focal point for all the confusion of a whole world. Please read sometimes Isaiah 24:10-16. Talks about a city that's a miniature example of the world entire and all its contradictions. Really need to read Isaiah 23rd chapter. City, my brothers and sisters, possessed in its differences because it is indeed, my brothers and sisters, one of the most powerful merchant cities in the world. Scripture talk about being an example of all the contradiction of the world over. It calls the city of confusion, city of chaos. Revelation calls the great city Babylon. All nations drunk the wine of Babylon's wrath. My brothers and sisters, what it means, that city is a miniature example and has in it a miniature example of every single variant, precept, and idea that it's been that men have allowed to be kings and rulers and gods over them the world over. What does Zephaniah say about it? Zephaniah said, the just Lord is in the midst of that city. Morning by morning, he brings justice, a true word of light. That the people might see it. But the wicked, how about the lawless? How about those who would rather believe a multitude of contradictions, rather remain lawless, rather not see the absolute truth, would prefer and have, brothers and sisters, said, the scripture says, they would not see, not open their eyes to see their shame. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says, because of this, anger of the Most High shall be against all the nations. And when his anger, he shows forth his anger against all the nations, showing that none of them has been true to him. Well, Isaiah 66 speaks about it. Isaiah 5th chapter talks about it. He says, when men see that the Most High is pleased with none of the ways of the nations, he said, in Jerusalem shall be deliverance to a remnant whom the Most High has called. He said, behold, all then, my brothers and sisters, who have an opportunity, who are reasonable, will come swiftly with speed. My brothers and sisters, to see the truth that for a long time a world refused to see, that finally, my brothers and sisters, men might hearken to a word of peace. Scripture says he will speak peace to the nations. How about speak the whole word? All that is necessary that men see to eye the glory, what is honorable before the Most High. Purity and completion offering one choice, my brothers and sisters, one conclusion. Think about it. Anytime you talk about taking just pieces and parts of the truth, men can draw a multitude of varying conclusions, my brothers and sisters. But does that mean that they are stable? Because they just want part of the truth after which they can so quickly not see the reality, become proud, my brothers and sisters, in blindness. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, so much scripture relates how Most High would not be pleased, because, quite frankly, because men would not hear. So that city of destruction, a city of confusion, city of chaos, the scriptures speak about. It's a great city Babylon is all about. I see a lot of people want to sit back and say, oh, Father, we would have listened to you. But my brothers and sisters, I have to ask a question. Since in that city is a miniature example of all the controversies of the world over, is anybody there among them that would listen, would they not also seek that it be that all those who, especially if they are so-called leaders among the congregations, among the denominations, would they not seek, my brothers and sisters, in hearing the truth, to let it be known wherever others of their, let's just say denominational leaders or constituency are, would they not desire that all others see? Well, the scripture says the wicked know no shame, would know no shame. They're all like dumb dogs that would not bark, it says in Isaiah 56. My brothers and sisters, because to tell the truth as to how they have lied would be to despoil. Hey, that conspiracy there is. Conspiracy after which they've compelled many to believe a pack of lies. My brothers and sisters, we live in a world that man has refused to accept what's written, for instance, at 2 Peter. I did a show on this the other night. 2 Peter 2:1-3. Scriptures there, my brothers and sisters, that relate that because of the rise of false prophets that were prophesied surely would rise up to lie in the days. Now, it had already begun in the days of the apostles. Messiah prophesied that, my brothers and sisters, they would run unchecked after they murdered millions of those who believed the truth in the early centuries. Yes, he talked about a rise of false prophets, a rise of those preaching testimony, my brothers and sisters, not faithful to the whole truth, compelling men to be self-satisfied, after the constraints of nations and rulers who never wanted to hear the whole truth anyway. And men have believed, my brothers and sisters, that these unscrupulous men who never wanted to hear the truth and never wanted it heard, men have wanted to believe that men such as this have testified to you what is sufficient to be free. I did not say that those, if you trust in others. Rather, he said, my brothers and sisters, if you're my disciples, will you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. How about free from all those who hide the truth from you? Are you free? After those who would make sure, if it was all within their power, that you never understand, are you free? Beyond the lie, trusting in them? Yes, my brothers and sisters, no question. 9:16 of Isaiah. The leaders of these people are causing the air. And those who are led of them, my brothers and sisters, divided, contentious, destroyed. Are people being destroyed for lack of knowledge and not even knowing it's happening? My brothers and sisters, why? Because men have refused to know and accept the standard. They've run from even the hope of knowing the truth. Leaders have preferred that people never know, never compel them to seek to know. Like I said, the rulers already had their pulpits and thrones that they sought to preserve. And like the scripture said, after their carnality, of their sensual lust and desire, my brothers and sisters, and gainsaying greed. I'm talking about 2 Peter, 2 chapter. See, after such as this, my brothers and sisters, will they speak damnable heresies as if they were the way of truth? Heresies, my brothers and sisters, what is it? In the context in which the apostle was speaking, he was talking about a multitude of factions and divisions that exist to this very day. My brothers and sisters, shall men believe that after a multitude of divisions that they have believed in the one Most High and have been true and faithful unto him who is one? The very word faithful, faith, relates a trust in him who is one. He said, if you love me, you would keep, guard, maintain, and defend the integrity of his word. Our brothers and sisters, men have said they love him and have much more loved every single lie against his testimony that the Most High hates. Do I need to repeat that? Men have said that they love him, and in every nation that he said must be converted, according to everything that he declared, baptized, washed of every misallegiance and lie and half-hearted illusion that men have believed. He said, go forth and teach them the command of the kingdom, the command of the Holy One on high. Hey, people say they want the kingdom of heaven upon this earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what they say. But my brothers and sisters, do you really believe that the kingdom of Yah is divided after all the varied ideals we see presently among men? If you believe that, my brothers and sisters, go back and think again. That concept is totally, completely irrational. But again, we live in a world today that men have believed the Most High his favor, at least for this moment. So it seems to some. No peace. We still say that the Most High, his favor is upon a system that can't even decide and discern in its so-called foundation maintaining politicization, cannot even discern or even call it legal to discern, my brothers and sisters, and uphold the truth. Instead, it has to uphold the differences, my brothers and sisters, and let's just say the differing philosophies of those who never intended to keep the fullness of divine command in the first place, never intended to know it, didn't know it. Think about it. Do you think that the Most High establishes a kingdom that's proud of its partialities, proud of its perversities, proud of its confusion? Proud that it would give license to every altered ideal imaginable? I got news for you. Europe was already Babylon, already confused, already indecisive after a multitude of varied allegiance. Hey, competitive, if you want to call it that, for all the colonies, even colonies in this nation that they in Europe aspired to control. Competitive, my brothers and sisters, for lands in the West and the resources in them. Do you believe, my brothers and sisters, that all the warfare between all the nations in Europe was a result of men hearkening to the Spirit of the Most High? Or was it, my brothers and sisters, rather man walking in his rebellion? I can tell you without question, my brothers and sisters, if men were true to the Spirit of the Most High, realizing, what is the utmost command of all, that we all must seek the Most High, that we all discern, my brothers and sisters, what it is to be fair before him. All must seek him. All must love him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. Seek him, my brothers and sisters, together, collective reasoning that would bring peace. That we all, my brothers and sisters, would have the knowledge of Yah so as not to deceive one another. Well, have men been true to that command, or brothers and sisters, or have they chosen to pretend that all their differences were somehow wisdom? That all their differences, my brothers and sisters, was the result of having hearkened to the Most High? I know the Most High told me. If any man can believe this multitude of contradictions we see in this world is the result of men listening to his Spirit that teaches all things, while they refuse to give consideration of all things that he has spoken. Well, that's not wisdom at all. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? That's not wisdom at all. The greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. Hey, it's finding the words necessary to discern what is complete for the Most High, whereby men might make rational decisions. But men might prove it, they can prove it, they can reason. To accept, my brothers and sisters, the truth that the whole world has chosen to deny for many ages, my brothers and sisters, That proves the worth of a soul, because the greatest wisdom is what men have refused to believe. Not what they think they know. For men, my brothers and sisters, as the Most High told me, not giving consideration to all that he has spoken. Well, quite frankly, that's not wise at all. In fact, that's a lack of knowledge. And whoever's proud, my brothers and sisters, of such ignorance. Not constantly ignoring, my brothers and sisters, what is not to be ignored. My brothers and sisters, that's not wisdom. That's not acceptable for the Most High at all. I sit back and I think about it, my brothers and sisters, how much prophecy relates to ultimately, because that city would not speak the Most High, let's just say hearken to the Most High. And that's what that scripture, like I said, that word for listen. Like I said, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. The same word for listen, not all have heard, believed, obeyed. My brothers and sisters, neither the leaders nor the people. I see scriptures in Isaiah 24, says it'd be just like for the leaders also with the people, because guess what? They've broken the everlasting covenant, meaning that men have not chosen to believe the whole word. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, the faith of the Most High was not founded upon a mass of divisions, but recognizing the Lord is wise in all he says and does, and that every word of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, reinforces every other word. But we live in a society today that has refused to realize that to know what simply is written and not know why it was written, why it is said, now, quite frankly, it's to miss the point. And my brothers and sisters, shall men constantly miss the point and still be called true, still be called stable? Dare men say that no matter how many lies are missed, the institution they call the body of believers, 45,000 denominations, our brothers and sisters, dare men believe that there can be peace and man can be true to the Most High, that no matter how many lies, no matter how depraved his conscience becomes, and the scripture said before judgment, man's conscience would indeed go worse and worse. Dare men believe, my brothers and sisters, that this depravity is the result of man having hearkened to the Spirit of the Most High, the result of man having received the Spirit and the testimony of the Most High, hearkened to his reproof, hearkened to his discipline? Do you really believe this great depravity, my brothers and sisters, is the result a man walking after conscience that is before the Most High acceptable? I say, man, my brothers and sisters, man needs to think again. What is the Most High to do with the people who would not listen? That's what the scripture is talking about at that city. And my brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Messiah, the scripture said, as before, restore me to the glory I had with thee before the world was made. My brothers and sisters, in so many ways, he's petitioning the Most High for the Spirit. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? He's petitioning for the Spirit of the Most High, the Spirit of remembrance. Knowing at that time, 2,000 years ago, that if there was no favor, no mercy upon those who had been hard of heart, my brothers and sisters, they would have no chance, no chance at all to come to discretion. He said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. In other words, show them what they do, that they might repent. But my brothers and sisters, I have to ask a question. What about those who receive in the knowledge of the truth that will return to the lie? We talked about that on last evening. Last verses of 2 Peter, 2 Kepha, 2nd chapter, 10:26 of Isaiah. Hebrews in this case. 10:26, you need to read it all the way out about the 12th chapter. Scripture talk about, my brothers and sisters, that if a man sin willfully or turn back toward error after hearing the knowledge of the truth, there's no sacrifice to be offered for his sin. Did you ever understand, my brothers and sisters, what Messiah said in Yohanan 17:9, I make no request for the worldly? If Messiah comes to the remembrance, my brothers and sisters, of how much man has resisted hearing the knowledge of Yah, what did he say even then? I make no request for the worldly, but for those who will hear his words. My brothers and sisters, Messiah was petitioned for those who granted an opportunity to hear would believe. But my brothers and sisters, he made no petition for those who granted opportunity to hear great reason, who choose to believe a lie. The Most High told me that a man, well, quite frankly, a whole world believes lies. Everybody born in this world has sometimes been a fool. But let me tell you something. The scriptures actually say that. It makes a lot of sense. What the Most High told me, he said there's a difference between a fool and a damn fool. Because no matter how much reason you show it, someone, my brothers and sisters, who is so self-possessed not to recognize he's been deceived. I said the Most High said every soul who's walked this earth at some point has been deceived. And he said, but someone who just has been deceived, my brothers and sisters, upon seeing wisdom would change. But some people, my brothers and sisters, rather than believe they've been deceived, rather than humble themselves to know they need to seek the Most High to discern beyond their insanity. Some people rather believe a lie, my brothers and sisters, to the bitter end. Most High said that's a damn fool. I asked him what was his definition of a fool. He said anybody who would stand against him. My brothers and sisters, men have stood against the Most High just simply by not seeking him enough in the midst of a contradictive world, but yet they said they've loved Yah and loved one another. Messiah said, if you love me, keep guard, maintain it. Defend what? Defend his commands, my brothers and sisters, his conscience against everyone who would lie, against a world of misconceits. The men, my brothers and sisters, rather embrace the misconceits than accept that they have been raised in an environment of lies. What do you think Messiah meant when he said, go forth and teach all the nations everything that he commands? Do you think that that means that people out and among the nations already had the knowledge of the truth? What do you think it means in 4:17 Ephesians when he talks about you should not be alien, huh? Not be alien to the knowledge of the truth as are the Gentiles? He told his own people, you're scattered among the nations. How about in their ignorance? Well, my brothers and sisters, ignorance and rebelliousness. It doesn't mean that you fall to that level of ignorance and rebellion just because you're among the nations. He said, if you have faith in Yah, your perseverance and your love is for him, you know that you still must bring forth unto the Most High a perfect work. I'm talking about the book of Jacob called James. Very powerful scripture. He says, you lack wisdom. You lack what is necessary to see beyond all these contentions because you've been raised in a society of lies. He said, you must ask Yah. And I mean, ask him to understand beyond all contradiction, debate, and doubt. If that is not your goal, to seek all his will, you swear by his name. If you don't think you receive anything from Yah. In other words, get my point. Man has blinded himself. Because rather than seek the whole will and all the Most High has declared, men have wanted to be justified after standards after which they could somehow be pleasing before men and have watched one another live and drop dead and haven't even wanted to speak so often to warn one another that only a people who can reason together after the will of Yah for all that he declares. Only that people, my brothers and sisters, we call that invariant light to a wavering world, the Most High will finally find worthy to grant the gift of life and peace unto. We live in a very much so, my brothers and sisters, insane world. Clinical definition of insanity, inability. No desire, my brothers and sisters, to see the reality. Wow. What scripture say? Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. How about he gave the world an opportunity to see the truth, that whoever believes in him, his testimony might not perish. Do you not understand that means that those who prefer to believe a lie? 2 Thessalonians, after all the intrusions of the nations. Yes, he called the thoughts of the nations intrusions. He says, those who believe these lies, these contradictions, this double-minded, what do you think a lie is? Understand, evil is a deviation from a perfect state. So when you're talking about a lie, you're talking about taking a word, a testimony that would otherwise, get my point, be true to all the Most High declared, and tainting it or taking away from it in any way. He said, if you add or take away from his word in any way, you add to yourself the curse, all the curses that are written in the book. If you add or take away from his testimony, brothers and sisters, you take away your opportunity at eternal life. It means, my brothers and sisters, that man was meant to emanate the thoughts of his creator. I said man was meant to emanate the thoughts of his creator, to discern and preserve, if granted the opportunity, the thoughts of his creator. And I regret to say, my brothers and sisters, that man not offered that opportunity is certainly cursed, because his gospel be hid. I said the conclusions that should be drawn and being granted the whole word. But man lacks that full direction necessary to make it home beyond all this Babylonish confusion. He is definitely still yet lost. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is as much testimony that you will find if you seek with a loving heart sincere. The kind of truths you find on my website at hiddengospel.com. Articles like The Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin, The Forgotten Mutual Expectation, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, so much more. If you're willing to accept the exceeding truth that the scripture said in advance your leaders would not tell you, then shall you prove a love for Yah beyond these variant leaders. Mass conspiracies that my brothers and sisters were never for the truth, but always against it. Like I say, I find it insane only because it is, knowing the Most High has every right to be quite angry. And the scripture says he comes with eyes like a flame of fire. Can you imagine what it would be like, my brothers and sisters, to suddenly have to stand up for the will of the Most High against a whole world of contentions, knowing what the Most High has gone through in the mass of his anguish, seeing how so many times he would have helped men to see, but they just refused to listen. That city, my brothers and sisters, that he speaks of in the last days, where men have been made proud of their contradictions and adversities, is an example of the whole world. Some sit back and say, it seems so unfair. I can't believe the Most High would turn his face that we couldn't find the truth. My brothers and sisters, the scripture said he would show himself to those who seek him, who would love him, who would guard and maintain the truth. But how many of my brothers and sisters have been concerned with that? My brothers and sisters, it's because men have not been concerned with finding the truth to guard it, that my brothers and sisters, so much that you'll find on that website of mine, and so much you'll find them on the archives of things that I've spoken on this show, are so drastically little known. We live in a world that people can't believe. They say it's the grace of Yah that they continue to rebel, or continue to be slothful. They don't even know they're slothful. Jeez, now that's bad. I'm sorry, that's just bad. Slothful in terms of their pursuit of the truth and not even realize it because don't have anyone to help them. And if somebody came along to help them, they'd want not to believe because they want to exalt themselves and feel esteemed among men. Because God knows for you, most people don't want to listen to a true prophet who would speak what others would not. But he said his people, if you love him, you will guard and maintain his truth in spite of whatever season, hard or pleasant, if you will, my brothers and sisters, environment in which you find yourself. How else, my brothers and sisters, can men be made whole? How else can they be saved? How else can they prove that they've desired the truth, but that they first have an opportunity to hear it? We live in a strangely insane world. Most said in advance that he would hide his face from people who would not listen. So people have just gone along presuming that what they thought and imagined was wise. I'm talking about, for instance, I give you an example. There's a lot of scripture for the kind of which I'm speaking. Isaiah in the 8th chapter says, Messiah will come saying, the Most High has spoken to him, saying, do not walk after the ways of these people. Do not call a covenant or a conspiracy what these people call a covenant. Sanctify the Most High himself. He is the Holy One and your helper. He said he would look to the Most High, my brothers and sisters, discern what it is to bind all the testimony, seal all the law, see how it all works together. And he will look to the Holy One who has hid his face in the eyes of his people. And this one, my brothers and sisters, rather than refraining to look, we'll see. Isaiah 51-5, he comes forth saying, why when I came was there no man? When I spoke was there none to answer? In other words, when I showed you, if you will, the face of the Most High. What is he saying? Think about it in the 14th chapter of Yohanan. Messiah had shown them the particulars of divine will that they should know him and recognize him. Hey, if there were a billion other faces, they should know his. And Philip asked him, say, show us the Father. He said, have I been so long among you? You've been so long with me, you still don't know me, Philip? I am with my Father, and my Father is with me. And that day you know that I am with my Father, and my Father is with me. He said he hid his face, my brothers and sisters. It means he hid the knowledge of his truth from a world that would not listen. And far better that, my brothers and sisters, that people hearing would just take the words of truth that they are given and twist them even more out of context because they didn't have a desire to preserve the integrity thereof. But yes, we live in a society that, think about it, the scripture says Messiah is going to realize that the people have been blind. But how many of my brothers and sisters are willing to accept the word of one who discerns that a whole world has been hard of heart? Hosea 4th chapter, if you really understand it right, says Most High has a controversy with his people because they've been more inclined to listen to their pastors and priests than to hearken to him, and because they've forgotten his law as he would reveal it. He says, just as they have rejected his law, he said he would reject their children. My brothers and sisters, the whole world has chosen to reject the truth, to seek after the esteem of errant, controlling institutions, political, social, national institutions, my brothers and sisters, cultural, social, economic, religious institutions. And were founded by men, my brothers and sisters, who didn't have or desire the full knowledge of the truth. The scripture says Messiah would have to come with a heart, establish a true church. My brothers and sisters, some of these folks have lived all their lives supposedly seeking out the truth of the Most High. And that's what they tell you. I think they're more concerned with upholding their pulpits and thrones, upholding the affluence they have that supplies, caters to their greed. They seem zealous for the Most High, my brothers and sisters, but they're really just zealous to defend their proverbial cash cow. If that means they exploit you and sell you off to hell, so be it. That's what they claim. They claim to have a zeal for Yah, but if they did, my brothers and sisters, how could they miss so much? Double-minded, like I said before, No such thing as a perfect evil. Evil is a deviation from a perfect state. A lie is a differentiated deviation from a perfect truth. Double-minded is resistance against perceiving the whole truth. But I see scriptures in Isaiah 5th that I want to talk about. I think we got just enough time. Isaiah 25, my brothers and sisters. So much scripture that says the Messiah himself has removed the veil and the covering that's been over all the nations. And men finally, in the destruction of a city, finally are willing to see the truth. I talked to you about Zephaniah 2nd through 3rd, and it relates to the rebellion of man. It apparently is an example of all the rebellion of mankind the world over. People sit back and say, well, I can't believe that the Most High would not grant us what is necessary to see the truth. Well, the question is, how much have you wanted to see the truth? When he gave you the opportunity to see it, how much have you been driven to understand it all? He said the gift that he would grant is only for the most humble and diligent soul. But how many of my brothers and sisters have wanted to believe that either? I say, will you delight to see his face, my brothers and sisters, truly? Because I see scriptures in Revelation 6:12 through 7:2 through 7:17. The kings and the rulers of the earth sing to the mountains and the rocks, and even some brothers and sisters speaking to those who have once had allegiance to them. Hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. And I see scriptures there in Isaiah 6 saying, talk about brothers and sisters, men from the least to the greatest. Yes, my brothers and sisters, men from the least to the greatest. Being revealed in their shame. But when the day of wrath has come, who should be able to stand? My brothers and sisters, if man, for all the effort of the Most High, the fifth chapter of Isaiah speaks about it too. He said he cleared the land, he planted it in good seed, watered it, watered the field, and everything necessary for the field to bring forth what is good. And it still brought forth wild, uncultivated grapes. How many of my brothers and sisters are willing to understand what that meant? It says man has rejected the grace and the gift of Yah and still said he was favored for so doing. Shame. Abject shame. My brothers and sisters. I wish I had time, but I'm going to go ahead and stretch it out a little bit. We've already done it. I just want to read to you just a few scriptures. Deuteronomy 31:17. Perhaps somebody out there can put that up in the chat. Deuteronomy 31:17. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, for I will forsake them and I will hide my face from them. Do you not understand, my brothers and sisters, being without discipline? Some people say, well, I didn't hear anything. So they think that that was his grace. His grace is that he reveals knowledge, my brothers and sisters, not that he restrains it. Many of my brothers and sisters, like I said, if folks are not willing to hear the whole truth, but are double-minded, they set a curse upon themselves. To swear by the name of the Most High, not in vain, means that you have to seek, and you know that you must seek all that is his will, that all his people might have the consummate level of truth necessary that they all can agree. All my brothers and sisters, how many of us are really ready to deal with the reality as it is? My anger is kindled against them that day, and I'll forsake them and hide my face from them. And they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so they will say in that day, are not these evil come upon us? Because our Yah is not among us. My brothers and sisters, no matter how corrupt things get, we live in a society, there are the leaders out here who have made allegiance with all manner of insanity to compel the people to believe that the Most High is pleased with total corruption. They tell you to give your allegiance to a system that would oblige all this corruption, that you love. That which the Most High says he hates. Our brothers and sisters, that's insanity. I'm sorry, my brothers and sisters, but that's what it is. There's nothing stable about it. It's a double-minded man. My brothers and sisters, do one doesn't want to see the whole truth. It's unstable in all his ways. How about Deuteronomy? 31:18, I will hide my face in that day for all the evil which they have wrought, and that they turn unto other gods. How about those who would comfort them? Or let's just say make them feel good, even, about the lies and the treacheries that they believed and performed, refusing to accept that the Most High does not put aside his law. But my brothers and sisters, rather he rebukes the insanity, the instability of double-mindedness that our brothers and sisters, men, have chosen to believe because they didn't want the whole truth. Scripture says your leaders haven't taught you the whole gospel because the people in so many ways resisted too. Isaiah 41:21, none of them preached the gospel. All of them an abomination. No one of them would declare the whole light. So Scripture says you have to tell people to behold my servant, behold the elect one whom I saw the light that will bring forth justice. He said in that day when he slays all the wicked, all those who taught you to be proud of your self-righteousness, say, then shall knowledge of Yah cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, and then shall all nations seek it. Read Isaiah 11 and understand it for yourself. My brothers and sisters, what about, well, I just put up there Deuteronomy 31:18. What about scriptures like Psalms 13:1? I just told you about the scripture in Isaiah 8, 9th chapter. Talking about the Messiah will realize that men have been blind. Do you dare believe all this contradiction we see in the world today? As a result, to the Most High? I say, think again, my brothers and sisters, think again. Amazed how quickly time goes by. Let's see what I can do here. Hopefully this time Blog Talk Radio will take this extension of time that I've put up. It looks like I'm amazed. Oh, there it is. It did take it this time. I've seen times when it didn't. Well, look like since we got a little extra time, let's go ahead and put some more of these verses up so maybe it might be understood. I put down Psalm 13:1 to the chief musician, the Psalm of David. How long wilt thou forget me, O Yah? Forever? How long will you hide thy face from me? My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Isaiah in the 29th chapter, it relates because men's vision was after the precepts, in other words, preferring the precepts of men, despising the promise the Most High gave to Israel. He says, he's closed the eyes of your prophets. It's going to be a sudden shock for men to realize, my brothers and sisters, that what they thought was good doctrine was a pack of lies, my brothers and sisters. So we hear this face from your leader because men have preferred the precepts and doctrines of men, and you have to do something, my brothers and sisters, by a wonder in a marvelous manner that men will finally desire to see eye to eye the truth for a long time that they had resisted. My brothers and sisters, can you imagine Messiah suddenly coming to remembrance? Like Scripture say, he woke like a mighty man. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even like a man of war. To finally work to do whatever is necessary, my brothers and sisters, with the help of the Most High, to awaken men against their own self-destruction. How many of my brothers and sisters are prepared to understand this or believe it? What somebody say? You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. brothers and sisters, a lot of folks have proven that in a society that is trusted in lies, brothers and sisters, a lot of folks haven't realized, or let's just say, gotten thick enough of a skin against the rebuke of man to do what is necessary to stand up for the truth. My brothers and sisters, no matter how many there might be who despise it, says a true Jew is one who's praised, who seeks praise true to Yah, to please him. And my brothers and sisters, even if a whole world be a liar, he knows that Yah will still yet be true. I'm just going to put a couple other verses up here. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, they abound. Do you think, my brothers and sisters, the Most High? Well, think about it. It says, unless you can believe this whole world is a lie. That's really what it's saying. He said the nations are a provocation. Unless you can believe this whole world is a lie, my brothers and sisters, you can't even begin to become true to him. Book of Yaakov relates it. Messiah said he wants his truth upheld in integrity against the whole world of lies. But my brothers and sisters, men have preferred the misconceits of so many nations, so many rulers, because quite frankly, the rulers so often would slay those who would be the true friends of Yah to do, perform, declare all that Yah requires of his people. My brothers and sisters, how many realize that Yah is going to have his way and no one, my brothers and sisters, is redeemed who would even begin to desire it otherwise? I'm just putting up more and more of these verses, my brothers and sisters, that are all through the scriptures. We keep on relating again and again. And not only is Yah going to have his way, but he will call faithful unto himself only those who would uphold the fullness of that word. Daniel 12:10. In effect is saying that those who will to do his will, they shall understand. My brothers and sisters, how many of my brothers and sisters, if granted the opportunity to see the truth and find out that truth is what the whole world has rejected, how many of my brothers and sisters will uphold it still? Much scripture, my brothers and sisters, much scripture relates this point again and again. And the scriptures actually relate that in the last days, the Most High is going to have to show some level of mercy upon mankind because he's counted the whole world, my brothers and sisters, all nations, falling short of his glory, falling short of his honor. But my brothers and sisters, that does not mean that in these last days, that giving man an opportunity to see the truth in this final stage of this age, it does not mean, my brothers and sisters, that he will continue to show favor upon those who are resistant or who are proud in their own eyes. I'd like to read to you what I said I would. Like I said, Isaiah 4, 5th chapter, talks about the Most High has done everything that should be done to cultivate and bring forth righteousness from among his people. And men have acted like it says in Isaiah 28 that he sowed seed all day just to sow, not to reap. As if he wants nothing for all his efforts. Men say that salvation not of works as any man should boast. What it really means, your salvation unto the Most High is not after the works and ideals and conceits conceived by men. You say you were created unto good works, being converted. his workmanship under good works, all that the Most High has foreordained. He said, if you're strangers, then, my brothers and sisters, which was that which creates? All my brothers and sisters, by the promises of Yah, will ultimately create the commonwealth of Israel, the kingdom of Yah on earth. He said, you're still without hope, without Yah. How about alien, my brothers and sisters, strangers to the covenants of the promise? And my brothers and sisters, without hope, without Yah, far from the hope of the Savior, and still, my brothers and sisters, blinded after the constraints of this world, and departed, my brothers and sisters, from him who would be the peace of us all. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, for the man who would constrain the power of Yah, that the Most High would grant to convert his mind, heart, and soul. For the Most High promised that he has one that granted his spirit will not turn back. But who, my brothers and sisters? I mean, it's amazing. Some people would sit back and argue with even that one, who would open their eyes to what they would not see. But the scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, 5:18 of Isaiah, woe to them who draw iniquity with cords of vanity. In other words, get the point. After their pride in ideals that can never bring forth peace, never bring forth equity, never bring forth righteousness, they draw their iniquity, their sins, with the cords of their own personal desires. And their sins, their false allegiances, my brothers and sisters, they pull along and preserve them. Hey, this is with a cart rope. We're not talking about a little skinny piece of thread, my brothers and sisters, at this point. With a cart rope at that time, there's no telling how much they might have filled a cart up with. You need a pretty strong rope, my brothers and sisters, when you carry something over harsh lands. Continue to carry, my brothers and sisters, in Israel's hilly territory, carry a heavy weight over hilly, my brothers and sisters, in harsh terrain. They still say the Most High, with all their sins, not even one to recognize the dimension that they must prepare. Be found true under the Most High. Scripture says, let him, talking about Messiah, let him make speed, let him hurry and hasten his work, hurry to bring forth what he would bring forth. Our brothers and sisters, still not preparing beyond their sins. And saying, let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come, that we may know it. Our brothers and sisters, they say this, but it says, woe to them who still call evil good. They presume that the testimony of Messiah is going to be like unto their own. Woe to them who call evil good and good evil. They put darkness for light and light for darkness, bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. What are them who are wise in their own eyes? Oh, they said, let him hasten, let him hurry and come, because they're so sure that they're already ready. My brothers and sisters, Messiah is going to reprove every single system of man that men have trusted. And my brothers and sisters, only those who realize they should look for him to declare a testimony beyond all their leaders. And my brothers and sisters, like the scripture says in Malachi, look forward to the opportunity, the expectation to finally be converted. Yes, I said the opportunity to finally be converted and have a chance of salvation. But men have called every man of evil way good, like they are already saved, already converted, already wise. He said he would send Messiah to reprove all those who lied to you, all your leaders, because a lot of them are going to try to hold on to the lies to the bitter end. And he will restore righteousness as of old as in former years. And he says, comfort ye, O my people. Another scripture says, flee from the midst of Babylon, and every man save his life. My brother says, have men discerned how to come out from every lie? Have they learned how not to lie? Have they learned how to see the truth beyond every illusion? But it says, comfort you, my people. My brothers and sisters, that word relates, seek the whole truth, because there's no other comfort or peace but according to the fullness of the Most High declared. The very word for peace relates also completion. Everyone seeking all that is necessary to see beyond whatever cages that have enslaved their minds. But my brothers and sisters, can men be so sure unto themselves that they've attained to this righteousness? I ask again, can men be so sure unto themselves, prudent in their own sight, that they've attained to that righteousness, my brothers and sisters, that carnal mind cannot even begin to embrace? There's a reason why the scripture Messiah said, I have many things I long to tell, but you cannot bear them now until the comfort of the Holy Spirit has come, teaches all things, proves all sin. How about every false perception has blinded man against the greater dimension of truth? Every misallegiance. Even declare to men what is to be expected. If you know what is to be expected, my brothers and sisters, and you know what the Most High is going to do, and there's no question about it, would you be still so quickly inclined to resist? Why would you resist? Like I said, nobody receives a reward, my brothers and sisters, till we as a people have learned to cooperate as one. Learned how not to lie, that the Most High might have a people that he finds honorable for him. When we accept the Most High is going to have his way, then we have a chance. But my brothers and sisters still wanting to be justified after a lesser standard, my brothers and sisters, is actually the love of no one. No one at all. Think real hard and understand what I'm saying to you. If man cannot have a complete love for all that is divine will and still despises that the Most High would be just and righteous in all he says and does, how can man, my brothers and sisters, sustain the truth that he would always, or even discern the truth that he'd always despised? Think about it. It says, what of them will call evil good and good evil, will put darkness for light and darkness for light and bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter? What of those who are wise in their own eyes, prudent in their own sight? What of them who mightily drink wine, strong to mix strong drinks, who justify the wicked for bribes? In other words, get the point. A lot of pastors tell you, hey, if they're willing to buy it, they'll sell it. They know they're lying to you and they tell you that all these lesser standards. Many times they know that they're lying when they tell you all these lesser standards are still viable. If they've read the scriptures with any kind of real zeal to believe and uphold the truth, a lot of them know, and I've talked to a lot of them behind closed doors, and a lot of them know a lot of scriptures I'm talking about here is there, but they won't tell you because, hey, a lot of folks want to believe they're wise in their ignorance. They don't want to know any better. And guess what? They're willing to take your money to sit back and tell you that everything's all right when it's all so wrong. Even so much so, my brothers and sisters, that after they've exploited you, if you were to hear the truth, you'd be inclined to resist it. Well, they figure that, hey, if you resist the truth to defend them, even against the Messiah, even against the word of truth, then my brothers and sisters, they're pretty sure they got you. But my brothers and sisters, you need to ask who you working for. Who are they working for? If they can feel good. And I've got news for you. I've heard or seen a lot of them who are actually boastful. I said outright doggone prideful, boastful. That they have such a grip upon the minds of the people. Like I said, a lot of folks not discerning the truth have wanted to believe whatever they could find. They know it. They take advantage of it. And they care not what happens to the souls of them so heavily convinced by a lie that the truth they would refuse. Who will love Yah enough, my brothers and sisters, to say what? I'm going to tell you something I remember saying a long time ago when I saw the greatness, the magnificence, the truth, and the beauty of what the Most High would bring to bear for those who would truly love him. And I saw how much he delighted in that vision. And knowing that my conscience was nowhere near what was necessary to build and sustain something so awesome, even though it was beautiful before my eyes, I said, Most High, it doesn't make a difference what happened to me, Father. If you will let me help, I will. Just let me help whoever would wake up. And I remember him saying to me, if you can say what you just said and mean it like you said it, my son is going to be all right. For the soul who has truly seen that vision would rather my brother himself be damned than lie against the Most High. And he's willing to seek the truth that he does not lie. He doesn't presume anything because he recognized what could be the danger in so doing. I believe, my brothers and sisters, that's what you call genuine love. When you make an oath unto the Most High, you make an oath unto all His will. I didn't say pieces or parts, my brothers and sisters, but all. For His name declares He is all and everything that He is. It says, what are them who are mighty to drink wine, drunken, my brothers and sisters, in their perception, their sense of justice and judgment, warped by every manner of tug of war, injustice that pulls at their souls. In a world, my brothers and sisters, that offers so much bribes to mankind to forsake what indeed is true service to the Most High. You know, the adversary took Messiah upon a high mountain and told him he'd give it all to him if he bowed down and worshiped the devil. He wouldn't do it. My brothers and sisters, out of a love, what is the desire of his father? And already knowing, my brothers and sisters, despite all the world of persecution, that he was born to inherit the world. Or do you really believe that the inheritance of the world under peace will come when everybody, my brothers and sisters, believe they inherit the world after what, 45,000 denominations, 280 nations? When will that be conversion under peace? Think again. It says these are men who are wicked, selfish, gainsaying bastards, my brothers and sisters, who refuse the discipline of the Most High to take away righteousness of those who seek after righteousness from them. In other words, some men might actually be seeking for the truth. These leaders will sit back and tell them, hey, no need to pursue this. I can remember a while back, a pastor named Robertson. He talked about his daughter was looking for or had seen something in the scripture beyond his ministry. And this beast, scripture, my brothers and sisters, declared testimony beyond his ministry. And he actually had his daughter stand up before a huge congregation of thousands so they could rebuke that spirit of pursuit for perfection from her. I see the book of Philippians. I see the second chapter of Philippians. I see the scriptures in Hebrews, my brothers and sisters, the sixth chapter. All these scriptures talking about the pursuit of what is perfect before Yah. This man was trying to convince everyone that the grace of Yah is upon those who are far less than diligent. Every man should be satisfied in the unrighteousness of every man. Why you send forth prophets if everybody's supposed to be satisfied with one another's unrighteousness? No one willing to stand up for the whole truth. There's insanity in that pattern of thinking, my brothers and sisters. It says, so as the fire devours stubble. Where have we seen that before? So as the fire devours stubble and flame consumes the chaff, so their root shall be rottenness, their blossom shall go up as dust. Ooh, how many understand, my brothers and sisters, how those scriptures parallel Isaiah 40:27-41:4, Malachi 3:18-4:2, Ephraim, like a fading flower. Men proud, claiming to be Israel, my brothers and sisters, but if you told them what Israel must become, a people that speak no lies, do no iniquity. My brothers and sisters, the people humble before the Most High, who speak true to Him with one consent, they still want to say they're saved, my brothers and sisters, not having come to that conclusion. Hey, when they look around at the 45,000 contradictions, the schisms, the factions, the divisions, the heresies among us, they always say it's somebody else that has missed the mark. My brothers and sisters, the scripture said Messiah appears, he's going to prove the whole world. And the exceeding light that the whole world has been in darkness, that men might have an opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to see the light who will. And meaning that to him every ear, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance, because, quite frankly, men shall realize that all others have indeed in so many ways been liars. But how many of my brothers and sisters are willing to accept that? And thank the Most High for the opportunity to hear the truth, granted the opportunity. At last, to genuinely convert, or genuinely repent. Or dare men say that every man can repent according to his own ideas? I say, think again. It says, the fire devours stubble, and the flame consumes chaff. The scriptures say before him, they who wait for the Most High shall renew their strength, and for him Messiah shall subdue all the leaders. Dust before his sword, driven stubble to his bow, Malachi saying, the one called the righteous one likened to the rising sun, comes like the sudden rising of the sun to cast out all the darkness, reveal the light the world would obscure, show the world that so much what it thought was light was darkness. What does scripture say? The wicked should be ashes under the soles of the feet of the righteous in the day that he shall do. Or let's just say that his anger shall burn as a furnace, and all those who wicked do wickedness and iniquity shall be stubble. Same word. So who is he talking about in these verses? Mm-hmm. My brothers and sisters, who is he talking about? See, because he would do this because they rejected the law of the Most High, despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. What does scripture say? Call his name the Word of Yah, King of Kings, Shashan Shah. One standing now in the sun. Revelation 7:2 talks about one rise, like one rising in the sun, rising up like the rising of the sun. How about finally to bring forth light, and a grand man for a time, a short time, an opportunity to get his act together. Heard not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, to seal the servants of Yah upon their brows. For a moment I would defer my anger, granting man an opportunity to be refined. Isaiah 48, Isaiah 7:2, Isaiah 30:18. Though your eyes, though you partake of the bread of affliction, corrupt doctrine, now the Most High will begin to be gracious unto you. Hey, do you think corrupt doctrine? All the variant ideas of man have been a result of his grace. He said, now I begin to be gracious unto you, and your eyes shall behold your teacher, because he is a God of justice, that you shall finally know how not to turn aside neither to the right nor to the left. Isaiah 30:18. Keep reading, my brothers. Just keep reading. He says, so the anger of the Most High, hey, and the Aramaic says, the time will come when his anger shall burn as a furnace, and all those who do wickedness and iniquity shall be stubble, ashes under the soles of the feet of the righteous in the day that he should do this. Malachi 4. Who is he talking about, my brothers and sisters? So the anger of the Most High comes with eyes like a flame of fire, teeth white like milk. It means, my brothers and sisters, he's bared his tongue, he bared his teeth in his anger. And know, my brothers and sisters, at the injustice of the planet, know he is not pleased. And he has stretched forth his hand against them and smote them. Hills, how about all the nations, shall tremble as carcasses are torn in the midst of the streets. My brothers and sisters, I've seen in my mind's eye, what has come upon a planet in its resistance. Other night, I was thinking about it before I could even go on to the show. I had to get myself together even speaking so much so my brothers and sisters flipped my stomach. To have to even think about that man has brought this much upon himself. 2/3 of humanity, the scriptures say, will perish because man has been so hard of heart. unwilling to be disciplined, to be even prepared for the day when the truth will come, that finally man will walk entirely in the light. It says, for all this, his anger is not turned away. Did you see what the scripture says? What the scripture says happened? Will happen? The hills and nations will tremble as carcasses in the midst of the street. And for all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand, you say, remember you say he stretched out his hand against him, is still stretched out still. But he said in that day he will lift up an ensign. Compare that to Isaiah 5:26. Compare that, my brothers and sisters, to scriptures in Isaiah, particularly 11:10-12. Lift up an ensign to the nations, and unto him shall all the nations seek. Finally, they will hearken to the dispensation of the gospel. Revelation 14 says he saw an angel. How about a messenger? Sending forth the gospel to all nations, that men, my brothers and sisters, might survive who will hear the commandments of Yah through the faith of Yeshua. That's beyond all the nations. But woe to those, my brothers and sisters, who hold to the marks, the standards, the unreasoning, beastly nations. He said, well, his wrath will go forth upon them, and their torment shall endure forever and ever. But he said he would lift up an ensign to those, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 59, who would turn from transgression. He said he would lift up an ensign and read Isaiah 5:26. In the NSB, to a great nation, he said, far away. Isaiah 26 says that nation is in the west, nation of many. Read all the scriptures in Isaiah 9. Others say it's a nation of ultimately a many nations like Galilee of the Gentiles. Revelation 12 says it's, how about my brothers and sisters, ultimately a nation symbolized like a great eagle? A nation of many nations. Sound familiar? Numbers 24 calls that nation Amalek. But let me tell you something. The Laman and Resh, you need to know, people up in Upper Africa to this day many times call America Amalekah. What did he say would be the chief of nations but Amalek? He said he would send up a star out of Jacob and destroy him who would preserve the wickedness of a city.
90.
Think about it. I said Isaiah. That's, well, actually that scripture is in Numbers 24:14-19. Isaiah 26, he said he would lift up an ensign to a great nation far away and would whistle to his people from the ends of the earth. And behold, they come with speed, swiftly. How many of my brothers and sisters are going to take the time out to really deeply go through that article on my website called The Secret City Prophecies to understand what this is really all about? And they might discern what your leaders were too treacherous to tell you, that you might prove, my brothers and sisters, you were hearkening to Yah, even if a whole world has been resistant to lie. So much still yet to tell you, my brothers and sisters. I pray that you will listen. I pray the Most High grants that opportunity, because time is short. And I say to you now, my brothers and sisters, thankful to the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Please check out that website and learn how you can support this ministry. My brothers and sisters, be counted among those, my brothers and sisters, who will be able to be that invariant light to the world. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, under his might and his honor and his praise always. Hallelujah! I thank you all for listening. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. For only those, my brothers and sisters, who will understand these words. And my brothers and sisters, be a true friend of these words. These words which Yah indeed has given.